of the beginning.
Well, when I was born on the south side of Christopher, Mom and Dad bought the house that Dad's nephew owned. The nephew went to California, so Dad and Mom about that time got married and bought that house on South Emma Street. When I was about 5, we moved to the north side of Christopher. It was a town, I would guess, like very many others. It was a mining town, and many people from Europe had come over and were miners, lived in Christopher. I remember the women were especially neat. They cleaned their house every day. I couldn't imagine doing that. Still can't. They tended to live, as people do, in the part of the town where the people who came from their country lived. So we had Knob Hill, we had a Dago Hill. Dago was what we call the Italians. That was just a not normal word. It was not a bad word. I remember a Russian family lived there. So they came from all parts of Europe and were miners in the mining business there in Christopher. So we got to, and some of them could speak the language of their parents. Their parents, many of them, spoke their foreign language and had not learned too much English. But as I remember, the children wanted to get away from the foreign language. They wanted to speak English. They wanted to be an American, almost to being snobs. Classes were not large like they are today. No, and I was not aware of the size. But I would, if I remember correctly, they would be around 15, maybe there was 20 in there. And 20 is a big size today. I remember we all walked to school. Everybody walked because nobody, or very few people, had cars. We had to stay on the school ground until school started. And sometimes we were pretty cold by the time we got in. And the first thing we usually did was all meet together and sing. Remember, our principal loved to sing, and so he would have us all in there singing all kinds of songs. Then we'd go to our classes. We'd bring our lunches if we lived too far to walk home. And especially when it was bad, we'd brought our lunches. They were kind of pitiful to today's lunches, but they filled us up. We started school at 9, got out at 4. I remember in the fourth grade, they had a play, and I didn't get one of the parts, and it nearly broke my heart. And the teacher said, well, she'd have another one, and I could be in that one. we went to the sixth grade in one school, and seventh and eighth grade we had to go across town to the seventh and eighth grade. Had a real good eighth grade English teacher. She stood for no nonsense, and we had to learn how to speak good English. I remember walking to school, and we'd go by a tree that had, that was, you only find them in the woods these days.
Nuts or thorns?
No, the fruit.
Persimmons.
And we would pick up those persimmons and eat them, and then we'd open them up, and the seeds were sometimes inside formed like spoons or forks or whatever. Simple pleasures in those days. The high school was, I thought, great. I didn't know much about the sports that everybody was raving about, but I would watch them. I didn't know what was happening when they had to tackle each other on the football field, but we all yelled, and we had one of the girls in my class had made up some yells, and we all participated in that. My last year in school, the principal asked me if I would keep records for him. So all the teachers would send in their attendance and everybody's name for the whole year, and I would put a line across the morning or the afternoon, or the morning and the afternoon when they were absent. So that's the way they figured out who came to school and who didn't. And of course the state paid them according to the attendance. Laura skipped school whenever she could. And in fact, one year, she was smart enough, she just didn't want to learn. Especially books, reading books, whether she didn't read well or what. And one year she decided she was going to quit school. So Mom, in all her wisdom, said to her, "All right, if you're not going to go to school, then you can take care of the house and wash the dishes and prepare the foods." And so her skipping school lasted about 2 days. Mom expected us to go to school. So I enjoyed school, so I loved to go. And when I finished high school, Mom said, "Ask their high school principal if he knows a place where something you can work at so you can go to Carbondale to school." So I went out there and asked him, and he said, "Well, just this morning, a notice has come in that there's a family in Carbondale who would like somebody to come stay with their child and help them a little around the house, and they'd get free room and board." So we had him contact these people, and that's the way I got to go to school. Mom cashed in Dad's
pension?
Not his pension, his so that I could pay my tuition, and I worked for my room and board with a very lovely family who the man was worked at the highway department, and walk to school about a mile every day. And when they moved to Springfield, he was promoted to Springfield. When they moved to Springfield, they found me another family that I could live with. And they lived about halfway closer to the school. So I went to SIU for 2 years and got my teacher certificate, and then went back most of the third year. Haven't been back since, and I really haven't. I really don't care. I was tired. Met Walter at school. We met at Baptist had a noonday prayer meeting. I took my lunch every day because it was too far to go back to where I stayed for lunch. So that's where I met him. And then later we had the Methodist, we started a Methodist prayer meeting at noon. We'd meet about 15 minutes. And one day he asked me if he could have a date. And it wasn't very long till we were married.